We're up to Daf Tes. We're up to Daf Tes Amud Aleph, about 10 lines from the top. Let's just review what we learned in the Mishnah. Back to Daf Beis Amud Aleph. In the Mishnah we learned that Rav Gamliel said that the Zman of Krishma Shal Shachris, of Krishma Shal Arvis, goes till the Amud HaShachar, until day. Why? Because he said the definition of b'shapacha means not when you're sleeping, but not when you go to sleep, but rather when you're sleeping. So the Mishnah quotes a story that Rabbi Gamliel's children went to a party, and they came home late after chatzos, and they asked him, "Can we still say Krishma?" And he said, "If it's not yet Amud HaShachar, you may." Ask the Gemara, "Varhashta l'shmilu hod Rabbi Gamliel." Until now, Rav Gamliel's children do not know Rav Gamliel's position on this, that they're asking him. Answers the Gemara, Hach Kamalei. This is what Rav Gamliel's children were asking him. Rabbanan Pligyalach, are the Rabbanan disagreeing with you? That the Rabbanan said in the Mishnah at Chatzos. So there's really two ways of understanding the Rabbanan. It could be that the Rabbanan hold B'shach B'cha means when you go to sleep. But they say, not like Rabbi Elazar, that people go to sleep until the end of a Shemar Rishoyna, but people go to sleep later, till Chatzos. That's one way of explaining the Rabbanan. Or another way of explaining the Rabbanan is that they really agree with Rav Gamliel, that B'shach B'cha means when you're sleeping. And really, therefore, you should be allowed to lay in Krishma till the morning. Just because K'day L'Hachik is Odom Naveira, to keep people away, not to get forgetful and not say it, we said till Chatzos. So the question is, what is Pshat and Rabbanan? Based on knowing what Pshat and Rabbanan is, Rav Gamliel's children were telling him, we have a rule, Kol HaTorah Kula, Yochav Rabbim Aloch Rabbim. We have one Yochav, an individual against the Rabbim, Rav Gamliel against the Chachamim. Even though we're your children, we have to go with the Rabbanan. So now we want you, Rav Gamliel, to explain to us what the Rabbanan Shitta was. Hoch Karmelei. This is what Rav Gamliel's children were telling him. Rabbanan Pligyalach, is it that Rabbanan have a different definition of B'shapacha than you do? And therefore, we will have to follow their definition, because the rule is Yochad Rabbim Aloch Rabbim. Adilma Rabbanan Kavosach Sreelach. Really, the Rabbanan agree with you. V'hai the Amrik at Chatzos. And the only reason they said Chatzos, even though they agree B'shach B'cha means while you're sleeping, for a side reason, K'day L'hachak Adam and Aveira, to keep people away, if we tell them only till Chatzos, they'll be careful not to miss it. To that, Rabbi Gamliel responded, Amul Rabbanan Kavosach Sreelu. The Rabbanan really agree with me. V'chayav matam. And v'chod the kamri at chatzos. That they said only till chatzos is only k'day l'hachak adam and avera for the side consideration. So, I was thinking of a shayla. I don't have an answer to the shayla. It's something for thought. Let's say the Rabbanan would have disagreed with Rav Gamliel. And the Rabbanan hold, like Rav Elazar, the b'shach b'cha means when you go to sleep. But they hold you go to sleep till chatzos. Now is already after Chatzos. They anyway couldn't have fulfilled Rabbanan Shitta. Isn't it better to at least do what the Yochid says? It's Rav Gamliel, the father. Rav Gamliel was a Talmud Chacham. To do at least what Rav Gamliel says, than to do nothing. So even if the Rabbanan hold B'shach B'cha means till Chatzos, only because when you go to sleep. But now is after Chatzos, so it's better to go to sleep. It's better to say Krishma, at least according to Rav Gamliel, than to do nothing. So what was their question? I didn't see an answer to that. Continues the Gemara. V'loizu b'vad amru. So the Mishnah continued. It's important to look into the Mishnah as we learn this next piece of Gemara. And moreover, we're going to learn the Gemara the way the Bach and the Gra explain the Gemara. So the Mishnah had the story that we just quoted. The Rav Gamliel told him that if it's before Amud HaShachar, you should still say Krishma. Furthermore, he said, V'loizu b'vad. Rav Gamliel said, not only this, that they take out the word Amru from the Mishnah. So the Gemara's question will be, Rav Gamliel doesn't say, Rav Gamliel doesn't believe in the Chatzos time. So what's he saying? He doesn't speak about Chatzos. He says about Amud HaShachar. That's the Gemara's question. Rav Gamliel, mikom Chatzos. Does Gamliel say this man of Chatzos, the Tani Loiv Zubavad, that he's saying not only here do I hold of Chatzos, everywhere else? He doesn't hold of Chatzos here. The Loiv Zubavad means not only here, but everywhere else I hold this way. He doesn't hold of it this way. Answers the Gemara, Hacha kamul rabbanan Rabbi Gamliel b'nei. This is what Rabbi Gamliel was telling his children. Afil rabbanan de kamri at chatzois, even the rabbanan who did say in our Mishnah, at chatzois, mitzvosoi, they agreed that really you could read Krishma Achyal Mereshachar, because Meshachar means while you're sleeping. And the only reason for the Haida Ka'amri at Chatzois, the only reason they said Chatzois, is Kedei Lahach Adam and Aveira. But the only way this Gemara will make sense, this is what the Bach and Grah is saying, is if you don't have the word Amru in the Mishnah. Because if you have the word V'loi Zu Bavad Amru, it's obvious that Rav Gamliel was referring to the Chacham Mishita. So what would be the Gemara's question? Just the Bach says that we didn't have in the Mishnah the word Amru. So the question is, it's obvious Rav Gamliel is explaining his Shita, which doesn't make sense. Continues the Gemara. Hek the Chalavim. The Mishnah said, Mishnah gave us examples of things that the mitzvah is the whole night. Now, the one thing the Mishnah doesn't mention is Achilas Pesachim, that Bezman Shebeis Midrash Kayim, on Erev Pesach, which will be a big part of the next Gemara we're going to learn, they used to bring the Karm Pesach, they used to offer the Karm Pesach, and Pesach by night, they ate it. Now, if Achilas Pesachim, the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach, is not mentioned in our Mishnah. Reminu, if we'll ask a question from a Braisa, it says, in a brisa, the Krishma, which is the subject that we're discussing, Krishma Arvis, the Krishma of night, the Halal B'leil Pesachim, Halal that is said on Pesach by night, the Achilas Pesach, the eating of the current Pesach, Mitzvos Ratshiyal Merashachar, the mitzvah is Tila Merashachar. So why isn't it mentioned? Answers the Gemara, Amar of Yosef like Kasha. There's no Kasha. Because there's a very famous Machloikis, Harab Loz Ben Azariah, Harab Akiva, until when is the current Pesach eaten? So when we say in our Mishnah things that the mitzvah is the whole night, will not be going according to the shita that Karban Pesach may be eaten all night, which is the Rekiva shita. It will be going according to Beloz Ben Azariah, who says the Karban Pesach could only be eaten till Chatzos, and that's why it's not in our Mishnah. And the Mefarshim explained that's why he didn't ask a question about Halil. The Brice also mentions Halil on Leil Pesach because Halil on Leil Pesach travels together with the Karban Pesach. Whatever is the Zman for Karban Pesach is the Zman for Halal. The Tanya, the Brice explains. It says in the Pasuk regarding the Karban Pesach, V'ochlu es habasa b'layla zeh. They should eat the meat of the Karban Pesach on this night. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Nemekan b'layla hazeh. It says the word this night, hazeh, is the crucial word. V'nelon lehalon. It says in the other Pasuk, V'avati b'eretz Mitzrayim b'layla hazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went through Mitzrayim on the night of Pesach, that's when he killed the Bechayrim. Ma'ala halon ad chatzois, just like there, it was by chatzois, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was killing the Bechayrim. Afkan, so too the Karban Pesach is ad chatzois. Amalei Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva asks Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, V'loi kfa nemer b'chi pozoin, that the Pesach, Imke matam alayim b'layla, what did it say b'layla? Yochel ne'enech k'kotshim b'yoyim, I would think it should be eaten like all kachim by day. Tamalayim b'layla. So the Pasuk says b'layla, b'layla hu nechal, v'lay b'yoyim. It's only by night, not by day. Ask the Gemara. Bishlam l'b'loz ben Azariah, according to l'b'loz ben Azariah, this like zeri shava, it's l'mechtalei hazeh. I understand why he has the word hazeh. Ela b'kiva hay hazeh my avalei. What does b'kiva do with the hazeh? And so the Gemara, l'mute layla achad asa. It comes to exclude another night. So like we said, we have kachim kachim, we have kabbonis that are kachim kachim, we have kabbonis that are kachim kalim. Kachim kachim are usually nechel yoyim v'layla, day and a night. Kachim kalim are nechel 2 days and a night. Obviously Pesach is night carbon, not a day carbon. But the Gemara's question is, we should eat Pesach for 2 days, 2 nights and a day. Hoyel Pesach kachim kalim, v'shlom kachim kalim, ma shlom nechel l'shnei yom v'layla echad. The Pesach should be eaten 2 nights instead of the 2 days. And therefore, the Pesach will be nechel beis leilos. And Rashi explains there was never a havamina that you should be allowed to eat it by day because the Karban Pesach is only a night carbon. B'layla zeh nechel is only eaten by night. No other night. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Where will Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah know this from? He learns it from Loisa Surat Biker that by the morning, it's already nicer and has to be burnt. Rabbi Kiva, so Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah has a good raya. Imi hasma have a mean of my biker. What does biker mean? Biker sheni. Not tezvav nisin, but tezayin nisin. Therefore, it has to say hazeh the first night. Rabbi Elazar amalach call biker. Whenever the Torah says biker, without defining which one, biker rishin hu, it means the first morning. says the Gemara, Vahani Tanoi, this Machlokes Tanoim is Kani Tanoim, like another Machlokes Tanoim we have, the Tanya. The Pasuk describing Karm Pesach says, Shom Tizbach as a Pesach, the Karm Pesach should be Geshacht in there, Be'erev, Be'erev means in the afternoon. Kavaya Shemesh means at night, after sunset. Mayat Seischem Mitzrayim, the time you went out of Mitzrayim. So the Pasuk describes three different times. So Rabbi Elazar explains the Pasuk like this. Be'erev atuzoveich, in the afternoon, on Erev Pesach, Yudal Nisan, we slaughtered the Karm Pesach. Ukuvah Shemesh in the night, atu oichel, you eat it. Or Mayat Seischem Mitzrayim, in the morning was when we went out of Mitzrayim, atu sarif, but then it's nicer and has to be burnt. Rabbi Shua learns differently. Be'erev atuzoveich, at night, in the afternoon, this he agrees. You eat it, you shecht it in the afternoon of Erev Pesach. Kavai Shemesh Ato Oichel, you may begin eating it in the evening. Vad Mose Ato Oichel V'Hoylech, how long could you continue eating? Ad Mayit Seschem Mitzrayim, until the morning. So Machlekes is, till when you could eat it, till the morning or only till Chatzos. Amar Rab Abba, Hakam Moedim, everybody agrees in the chronology of what happened. Kshenigal Yisrael Mitzrayim, when Klai Yisrael was taken out of Mitzrayim, Lo Nigalu El Ba'erev. The Mitzrim told him, you're free at night. Shnemar, Hotziach Hashem Alekech Mitzrayim Laila. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim at night. Ukshiyotzu, actually leaving Mitzrayim, Lo Yotzu El B'Yoyim, they only went out by day. Shnemar Mimachros HaPesach, the next morning, Yotzu B'nei Yisrael B'Yoyad Ram, and Klai Yisrael left with outstretched hand. Aman Nechelku, Ashas Chipozin. What is the Chipozin? Because that's the time at which the Karm Pesach is eaten. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Yisov, Amai Chipozin, Chipozin the Mitzrayim, when the Mitzrayim were in a rush. Where were the Mitzrayim in a rush? At Chatzos. When the Bechorim were dying, they wanted the Jews out. Rabbi Kiva, Yisov, Amai Chipozin, Chipozin the Yisrael, when the Jews were in a rush to get out, which was in the morning. Tanya Nami Hochi, Hoitziach Hashem Alekech Mitzrayim Laila. The Pasuk says Hashem took us out at night. Is the question, did they go out by night, they went out by day? The day after they brought the Karm Pesach, that means they brought the Karm Pesach, as we just explained in Yudalid, on Tezvav they went out. The Geula began at night, the actual going out was in the morning. So since we spoke about Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Gemara continues. Hashem says to Moshe, tell the people, V'yishalom ishme Yisrael, everybody should ask from his neighbor, ishme Yisrael, every woman from her neighbor, kli chesev, kli zov, silver and gold utensils, the smallest and clothing. Amar d'bei Reb Yanai, ein no el loshen bakasha. No is a loshen of, I'm asking you a favor. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, b'bakasha mecha, I ask you, please. No means please. Lech emolem Yisrael, go tell Klal Yisrael, b'bakasha mechem, I ask of you, Shal Mitzrayim Kli Chesev Kli Zov, ask from the Mitzrayim silver and gold utensils, Shloyoy Ma'oysa Tzadik, that Tzadik, we're on Tesla Bays, referring to Avram Avinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had foretold Avram Avinu about the Shibur Mitzrayim, about our goals of Mitzrayim, about our going out. And what he told them was that they'll work there and they'll work hard, but they'll go out Ruchush Godel, with a great fortune. So Hashem didn't want that Avodim v'inu oisam kiyim behem, that the hard work they had. V'achken yitzim ruchush Godel kiyim behem, but the part of going out with a great fortune wasn't accomplished. So Hashem wanted to be able to tell Avram Avinu, I kept my deal. Amruloi, so the question is, why do you have to ask the Jews to take the chesiv chesiv? Why not? So the Gemara explains, what the thinking of the Jews was, they were so much in trouble and they were so down in Mitzrayim, so they said, we're just happy to get out of here. Mashal Adam, the example is somebody that's incarcerated in jail. Tomorrow we're letting you out of jail, and we'll give you a lot of money. He tells you, you know what? I'll make a deal. Hotzieni hayoyim, take me out today, v'eni mevakash klum, and I don't want anything. So to the Bnei Yisrael was so anxious to get out of Mitzrayim that they said, we don't need the Kli Chesev Kli Zov. But Hashem wanted them to have the Kli Chesev Kli Zov because he promised it to Avram Avinu. I saw a very nice pshat from the Drosh HaSaran. Drashas Aran said, why? What was another reason that the Bnei Yisrael did not want the Chli Chesav Chli Zav? Because they really weren't getting it in the most honest way. They were asking v'yishalu. V'yishalu, we're going to learn, means they borrowed it. But there was really, this was a borrowing with no intention to repay. They didn't want to do anything that, even though they deserved the money, the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin says that if we calculated all the money the Mitzrim owed the Jews for 210 years of hard work, it's very considerable, but still not 100% honest, because they didn't say, you owe us the money as salary. They asked it as a b'yishil, as a halvah. And something that wasn't 100% honest, the Jews didn't want to have anything to do with. Continues the Gemara. V'yishilum, as we just said, they lent it, but the pasuk should have said, the Marashah says, v'yishalu. What does it say, v'yishilum? Amr of Ami, melamet sheshilum b'karchem. It was by force. Ikad Ami b'karchem the Mitzrim. The Mitzrim didn't want to do it. They were forced to do it. Ikad Ami b'karchem the Israel. The Jews really didn't want to take it. Mandam b'karchem the Mitzrim, the Ksiv, unuvayis bayis, the people who dwelled in the house, techalak shalol, got booty. Now, booty is something you take from a war that you take from your enemy. He doesn't give it to you willingly. Mandam b'karchem the Israel, m'shamasui. They didn't want to have to schlep. It was a big package to carry. So the pasuk says, v'natzlu es Mitzrayim. So in Cheder, we learned v'natzlu means that they cleaned out Mitzrayim. Amr of Ami, what does that mean? Melamet shesuk et mitzudash en baydogen. Mitzudash en baydogen means a trap. How does it work with a trap? You have a trap, and you put on it seeds, grain, and the animal comes to eat, and that's when it gets trapped. They took out all the seeds. Resh Lakish amr, asuk mitzudash en baydogen. Like the depths of the sea where no fish swim. So Mefarshim explained, what are these two examples? The example is like this. Klal Yisrael took out of Mitzrayim two things. They took out all spirituality from Mitzrayim, and that they took out completely. Just like in the depths of the sea, there's no fish, there was no ruchnius left in Mitzrayim. When it came to Gashmius, even if the grain that's in the trap eaten up, you'll always find a few more seeds. They took out from Mitzrayim most of the Gashmius, but there was some Gashmius left. What's the proof? Because when they came to Yamsuf, there was the Gemara says, Gol bizis Yam, bizis Mitzrayim. What they got from the Mitzrayim from the Yam was even more from Mitzrayim. If there was nothing left over, where was the bizis of Yam from? So obviously they took, but they didn't take everything. We continue. When Hashem revealed himself to Moshe and told him to go tell Klai Yisrael that he's redeeming them, Moshe Rabbeinu asked, and if they ask me, what's your name, what should I say? So he said, say my name is Eya She'eya. I am who I always will be. Omlai HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Lech Amol Em Yisrael, go tell Klai Yisrael, Ani Yisrael Mechem B'Shivet Zeh, I was with you in Mitzrayim, V'Ani Yisrael B'Shivet Malchus, I will be with you in all Golosim. Omlai in front of Ribbono Shelayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, Dial Tzar B'Shata, what do we have to mention that there will be future Tzaris? The folly ending this, what do we have to mention something else? Omlai HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you're right. Lech emolahem, eya shalachani lahem, only one eya. So there's a Ramban in Chumash that asked the question, Hashem doesn't need Moshe Rabbeinu to train him what to say. What happened here? So Ramban says, Hashem never intended that Moshe should say more than just one eya. He wanted to tell Moshe Rabbeinu that I'm telling you as Moshe Rabbeinu that I will be with Klal Yisrael and all Tzaris. But you should only mention to them one eya. Moshe Rabbeinu misunderstood what Hashem meant, and he asked for clarification, and Hashem told him that's what I meant from the beginning. We learned the other day that Eliyahu HaNavi was having a debate with the Nevi HaBaal about who was God, and they both had a Mizbeach, and they brought Karbonis, and they were going to see from whom would the fire from heaven come down. So Eliyahu davens to Hashem, Aneini Hashem, Aneini. Answer me, Hashem, answer me. Amr Ravavu, Lom Eliyahu Aneini Beis Pamim. Why did Eliyahu say Aneini twice? Ma'amit Shom Eliyahu Lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. It comes to teach us that Eliyahu told Hashem, Rabbeinu Shloilem, Aneini Sheter Esh Ben Shemaim. First of all, answer me that a fire should descend from heaven, the Torchel Kol Shalom Mizbeach, and eat everything that I have on my Mizbeach. And furthermore, Vaneini, answer me, Shetesich Datam, that they shouldn't think about this too much. That I did some sort of a magic here, that it wasn't really Mishmaim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Vata sabaisus liba machranis, their heart sometimes goes in the wrong direction, so I'm concerned they shouldn't have the wrong thoughts. Continues the Mishnah. Till now we spoke about a lot of things, but the subject of the first Mishnah was Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis. Now we begin talking about Kriyas Shema Shel Shachris. Says the Mishnah, May Mesai Kriyas Shema B'Shachris. When is this man Kriyas Shema Shel Shachris? Mishiyak Ben Tcheles L'Lovin. From when you could tell between blue and white, between blue wool and white wool. We'll explain this better in the Gemara. Does man Kriyas Shema Shel Shachris? The Torah says, B'Kumecha, when you get up. When you get up is when it's light. It has to be enough light to see between blue and white. Between blue and the color of leek, which is a lot more difficult to discern, so it's a later time. Add till when could the Krishma be said? Hanetzachama, until sunrise. Rabbi Shuaimer, add Shal Shas. Again, we explained this earlier, we'll say it again. The day is divided into 12 hours. That doesn't mean that day or night are 12 hours long. In spring and fall, it's pretty much that way. In the winter, the day is shorter. In the summer, the day is longer. We take the day and we divide it into 12. And every hour is 1/12. So 3 hours will be 3 times 1/12 of the length of that day. Now, there's a very famous machlokes here that we're all familiar with. What, from when to when do you measure? The Magen Avraham says that for Zman Krishma, you measure from the Mudah Shachar, from dawn until Tzeis HaKachovim. The Gra and the Shulchan Aruch Rav say you measure from Netzach Hama, which is sunrise, which is 72 minutes later, until Shkia, which is also considerably earlier than the Tzeis HaKachovim. That's why, according to the Gra, we know that the Zman Krishma is usually later than the Zman according to the Magen Avraham. Why up to 3 hours? She came derech malachim, kings used to get up lamed b'shalosh shas. So it's still considered b'kumecha when you get up. Says the Mishnah, kar mekan ve'elech, if somebody says the Shema after this man Krishma, lo hifsid, nothing bad happened, ka'ad mekar b'tayra. As if it's no worse than if learning Torah. So the Mefarshim asks, of course, anybody could say Shema whenever they want. It's a pasuk in the Torah. What's the Mishnah teaching us? So the two terutzim given. One teretz that's given is that there's an isra about toisif. The one is not allowed to do more mitzvahs. He's not allowed to create more mitzvahs. So the Mishnah is teaching us, if somebody says Krishma after this man, it may look like he's making a new mitzvah, which is asr. Teaches us the Mishnah, no, it's like learning Torah, which is always mutter. Another pshat is like this. If you're learning Torah, you have to learn Torah Shebiksav, you have to learn from inside a chumash, or inside a sefer Torah. If you're davening, you're allowed to daven by heart. Maybe you shouldn't daven by heart, but you're allowed to daven by heart. So if somebody's saying Shema after the Zman Krishma, you should really be doing it only from inside the Chumash, because it's Tchayr B'Tayra. Teaches us the Mishnah, we can let you say Shema even after the Zman, not from inside the Chumash. So the Mishnah began, May Ben Tchayl Salavin. The Mishnah said that the first man is between blue wool and white wool. What does that mean? Ilam ben Gavava the Amr Chivra, between a ball of white wool, Le Gavava the Amr the Tchelta, and a ball of blue wool. Habalayla Nami made the idea. Everybody could tell, two separate bundles. El Mai, El Bein Tchel Shabbat, Le Lovin Shabbat. So Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos how to learn this line. Rashi learns that if you had a bundle of wool, wool starts white, and you dye it blue, but the dye doesn't catch well in the entire bundle. So some places are blue and some places are white. So you could tell, you have to be able to tell between the places that are streaked blue and the places that are streaked white. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos says that that's difficult to understand. That's not what the Mishnah says. So Tosfos says that it's talking about the tzitzis. In those days, the tzitzis had tcheles, which was blue, so it had the tcheles thread and it had the white threads. But in tcheles shabbat, the lovin shabbat, between the white threads in the tzitzis and the blue thread in the tzitzis that you're wearing. Tanya Reb Meir Omer, Mishiyakim in Zev Lekelev. When you could tell the difference between a fox and a dog. Rekiv Omer Bein Chamor LaRod, between a donkey and a wild donkey. Vachem Omer Mishiras Chaveri Rochak Dalet Amis, from when you could see your friend a distance of Dalet Amis, Vyakaren, you could recognize him. Omer Avhuna Alocha Kecherim, that's the Alocha. Tosfos says, what type of a friend? So Tosfos says it's a friend that you're friendly, but not too friendly. Because if it's somebody that you're very close with, so you can recognize them from far away. And if it's somebody that you don't really have much of a relationship, then you won't recognize him anyway. So it's somebody that you have somewhat of familiarity with. The Pnei Yeshua says that all of these manim that I just explained have one reasoning. Because people go out only when it's light. And when do people go out when it's light? When it's light enough either not to get hurt by an animal, so you could tell an animal, or it's light enough to be able to greet somebody. But it's all because of Kumecha. Amar Abaya, L'Tefillin, when should the Tefillin, what's the earliest time the Tefillin can be put on? Kacherim, which is later than the Mura Shachar. That's why if somebody has to daven Shachar very early, so he can't put on the Tefillin by the Mura Shachar. But he could begin davening by the Mura Shachar. So the Shulchan Aruch says, but what he should do is he should say the whole Pesuk of the Zimra before Mishiyakar, after Mura Shachar, then put on the Tefillin, and then he could daven the rest of davening. For Krishma, a person should act kivasikin, like the devout people. What does that mean? They finished the Krishma right before sunrise. Tanya nami hochi, v'sikin ha yigoymerim soyim v'netzachama, the v'sikin would finish the Krishma right before sunrise, k'dei sh'yismach gula l'tfila, they should say gula, which is the last brach of Krishma in the morning, gol yisrael, right after Shema, v'nintz mispal b'yoyim, and begin davening right by day. Om rab zeir maikra, what's the pasuk? Yeruchem shemesh, you should be seen to God, that means to daven with the sun, l'fnei yerech, and before the moon, dorim. And that's how you will last for many generations. It's interesting, there's a Rashi here that says, Lufnei Yirach, Aft Tfilas HaMincha, even Mincha, Mitzvasa should be damned in Dumdumei Chama, should be damned late, when the sun is going down. And that's the basic for the basis for the Chassidish Minig of damning Mincha late. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua ben Eliyahu Mishum Kehila Kedusha B'Shalayim, Kol HaSoymech Givulu L'Tfila, whoever says, Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael, right before Shemona Esrei, nothing bad will happen to him all day. So Tosfos asks the obvious question. All of us daven that way. And yet, sometimes things not so great happen. So Tosfos says it's only if you daven v'sikin. Ask the Gemara, Amrav Zer Eini, it didn't happen. V'ana samchi, I always said, God, you saw right before Shemon Esrei v'itzki, and something happened to me. Amrav b'may Yitzah, what was the bad thing that happened to you? The amtius asil be malku, you had to buy flowers for the king. So he says, that's not bad. Hos nami meboila cholameva agra. You should have even have to pay money, lemechse api malka, to greet the king. Domer Rabbi Yochanan, oil mishtal adam liris lorutz likras malchus. So a person should always run to greet Jewish king. V'loy likras malchus sobavad, not only Jewish kings, alafil likras malchus akum, even non-Jewish king. Shem Yiska, because we will, Mitzvah Shem, see the difference, Yafchim will see the difference between Malchi Yisrael and Malchi Akum. And the takas, the aloch is a person should at least once in his life, if possible, see Malchi Umas Ha'olam. To see when we will be Zoycha when Mashiach comes. But Darach HaShulchan says you only have to do it once, unless the second time the king comes, he comes with a bigger entourage, so then you should go a second time also. Omle Reb Ilalu'ula. Rav Ila told Ula, Ki alas lahosam, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, shayla b'shlomid rabroni achi, greet my brother rabroni, b'mamd kol chabura, in front of the whole group. The adam godlhu, my brother is a very important, good person, a great person, v'samach b'mitzvahs, he enjoys doing mitzvahs. Zim nechad is samach gula tefillah, one day he did, Gal Yisrael right b'shvun Shemona Esrei, v'lai pasuk chuch mipumei, he did not stop smiling kula yom the whole day. Again, we probably have to say like Tosfos, because he davened v'sikin. Otherwise, we all do it. Ask the Gemara, heichi matzis samach, we had a similar Gemara to this on Daf Dalet. How is it possible to be samach gula tefillah, v'am Rabbi Yochanan b'tchillah, at the beginning of Shemona Esrei, who am Hashem s'vasai tiftach, you say Hashem s'vasai tiftach before you begin the Shemona Esrei, u'b'soifu, I'm a yul ha-ratzin, at the end of Shemona Esrei, you should say yul ha-ratzin, m'rfi, may my words be accepted by you. Amar b'leza teba tefillah sh'larvis. When we say, you're supposed to say Hashem s'vasai tiftach, it only means by ma'arif. Ask the Gemara of Aram, Rabbi Yochanan, we learned, Ezu ben oilam haba, zeh soymech gula shel'arvis l'tfila shel'arvis, that even by Ma'ariv, you should be soymech gula l'tfila. So again, the Hashem s'vasai tiftach would be an interruption. Elam Rabbi Lazar, tebe tfila semincha, you should say Hashem s'vasai tiftach by mincha, because there's no gula l'tfila, because we don't say gol yisrael, there's no shema by mincha. Ravashi am afila tema kula. It could be, you say Hashem s'vasai tiftach by all tfilas. Just what? The kivin the kavura abonim b'tefillah. Once Chazal said that we should say Hashem Svasa Tiftach, Kfila Erech Tadamyo. It becomes part of Shemoneh Esrei. Diloy Temahachi. Arvus Heichi Matasamach. At night, how do we ever have Smichas Gulu Tfilo? We don't say, after the Brach of Gal Yisroel, Vaboy Lamei Mashkivenu. Why isn't that an interruption between Gula and Tfilo? El Kivin the Tkin Rabban Ashkivenu. Once Chazal told us to say Ashkivenu, ki gula arich the damyo, it becomes part of the Gol Yisrael. Hachinami, kivin the kavur rabbanu betfila. Once the Chazal told us to say Hashem sosay teftach, ki tefila arich the damyo, it becomes part of the Shemoneh Esrei. And that's the halacha, that Hashem sosay teftach is considered part of the Shemoneh Esrei. Although the Bi'a halacha has a shaila, what happens if somebody is in the middle of Hashem sosay teftach and he hears kedusha? Should he answer? That means in Mil Shemoneh Esrei, we know you're not supposed to answer. In Mil Shem Svasai Tiftach, he has a shaila. I saw a very interesting shaila also. This could happen in the shuls with a lot of minyanim. Somebody comes rushing into shul for Ma'ariv, and he hears that they're about to start Shemoneh Esrei. What the halacha is, that if you come to Ma'ariv late, and they're about to start Shemoneh Esrei, you should say Shemoneh Esrei along with them. So he starts saying Shemoneh Esrei, and you know he says Hashem Svasai Tiftach, and while he's in the middle of Hashem Svasai Tiftach, he hears from the other room they're just starting a Minyan Ma'ariv. So is it considered that he already started Shemoneh Esrei, and he should finish the Shemoneh Esrei and daven Ma'ariv after Shemoneh Esrei, or is it considered that too late? So the Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein paskins that it's already too late. Once he started Hashem Svasai Tiftach, he should finish the Shemoneh Esrei. I guess it's a lesson you shouldn't run into shul. Michti, Hayilil Ratz Imrifi, Mashal B'Soif. Yil Ratz Imrifi is a tefillah to Hashem that what I ask of you, you should accept. You could say it after davening, or Mashmi Yikoro, the Bina L'Meim. It means at the beginning you're asking. My Tam Teknu Rabban Al-Akhi Yud Ches Brachas. Why did Chazal say it after, that we should say it at the end of Shemoneh Esrei? Lemer Mikar, we should say it at the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. Answers the Gemara, Amr Yehuda B'Reidu Shemim Pazi. Hoi Avloi Amr Dovr El-Akhi Yud Ches Parashias. Since Dovr Melech only said it after 18 paragraphs, Lefikach Tekin Rabban Al-Akhi Yud Ches Brachas, we should say it after the Shemoneh Esrei. Ask the Gemara, Hani Yud Ches? Yul Ratzin is not the end of Perak Yud Ches. It's the end of Perek Yutes Havyin. Answers the Gemara, what we have in Al Tehillim as the first two, Ashrei Ish, V'lom Arok Shagoyim, really Chod Pashahi. It's really one. So it's really the end of 18, not 19. And the Gemara brings a proof. Dom Rabbi Yehuda B'Reid of Shimon Pazi, Kuf Kimel Parashis Amid David. David HaMelech said 103 Parashis, V'loy Amar Haraluka. He didn't say the words praise Hashem, At Shiram and Palosin Rishon, until he saw the downfall of Rishon. Shinama at the end of Kuf Gimel, at the end of Kuf Dal, Kuf Gimel, Yutamach Hatayim in Oritz made a virus go away from the world. Rishon made Einam no longer Rishon. Baruch Inas Hashem, my soul thanks, blazes Hashem. Haluka. Ask the Gemara again. Hani Kuf Gimel? It's not Kuf Gimel. Kuf Dalet Havin. It's 104. That parak of Baruch Hinafshi. El Shema Mina, Ashrei Ish, V'lom Ruk Shigoyim, Chod HaParsha, see, it's really one Parsha. Dabar Shumba Nachmeni, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, another proof that Ashrei Ish, V'lom Ruk Shigoyim, is one parak, because Kol Parsha Shoyse Chaviv Al David, any Parsha that David HaMelech particularly liked, Pasuch Baba Ashrei began with the word Ashrei, V'sayim Baba Ashrei. Pasuch Baba Ashrei, the first paragraph of Tehillim began with Ashrei, with the word Ashrei, Ashrei Ish. And the Ksiv Ashrei Ish. The Sayim B'Ashrei ends with the word Ashrei, the Ksiv Ashrei Kochaisubai. But the capital of Lom Arok Shagoyim ends with Ashrei Kochaisubai. So it's now one paragraph. Almai, it's a raya that it really is. So how come in our Tehillim's, it's two? In our Tehillim, Ashrei Ish and Lom Arok Shagoyim are really two. They turned into two after they made the Shemoneh Esrei into 19 brachas. Once they made the Shemoneh Esrei into 19 brachas, so now we have to have it. We want Yul Ratzon after 19. So they broke up Ashrei Ish and Lom Arok Shagoyim into two.
So Richard Tilma had one.